Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that you love me.
I know that sounds like Elvis, but it's not. I'm still not certain. It's Jerry Stafford. Don't get excited. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational Golf Tournament, the Champions Tour Tournament here in Woodlands, Texas, hard by to Houston. And sitting in front of one of my favorite people, Jay Meeks, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, the folks who put their name on this tournament 12 tournaments ago.
Yes, right. That's right.
Jay, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great hospitality.
Was it dark? That was in October.
It was in October.
Yes, the first time we visited on the air.
Yep, it was.
It was dark in the morning. I mean, it was, you know,
right.
Daylight savings time was gone.
I broadcast 3 days before the first ball was ever struck at this tournament.
Up in that
conference room at at Augusta Pines clubhouse.
Yep.
Those were the days.
Yeah.
But anyway, Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, is here, and one of the things that I want to remind you about that I've told you before is Jay runs a national sales organization of sales pros and these are certified business performance advisors. That's something we're going to talk about in a minute. But these guys sell a highly sophisticated product. This is not socks or jeans. This is highly sophisticated stuff to people to business owners who need that kind of help, that kind of HR support. Now, Jay, talk to us about. Now you're like me. You've been around the block a couple of times, and you and I both came up old school.
Right.
We've had to convert to new school.
Sure.
Right, or we'd have gotten run over. We'd be doing a garden somewhere now, right?
Yeah.
If we hadn't converted to new school. But how do you? But still, new school needs old school foundation,
right.
Doesn't it?
Right.
How do you blend those two together?
You know, the thing that never changes, particularly in a sale like we have, which is an intangible, high value, intangible sale. It's face to face, man. It's still about getting face to face with your prospect and understanding their business and building trust. That is a key element. You cannot get to where you want to go with our product unless you build trust with the prospect. And what's changed, Jim, and you say it so well in your book, is how you get qualified to get in front of that prospect
now.
And sometimes you're qualified before you even know it or disqualified before you know it.
That's right.
And we talked about how in the lobby there'd be people lined up to go see somebody, and now they've
in the old days,
and now they winnow it out, and you get right to you. So,
do you think people get you know, when you and I were knocking on doors years ago, we could actually cold calling was never a high percentage play.
No,
you could kind of get away with it 30, 40 years ago.
Right.
But when you did in those days, if you knocked on a door and they turned you away, you didn't get gigged for that. Your brand,
right.
Nobody thought anything bad about you in those days.
That's right.
I believe if you cold call unsuccessfully, which I believe 99 out of 100 are unsuccessful.
Right.
If you call cold call unsuccessfully today, I believe that's bad will, not good will.
Yeah, no, it denigrates the brand big time because it communicates two things. One, for the salesperson is they got nothing better to do than just pound the phone. And two, the representative to the business owner, you got nothing better to do than talk to me, calling in cold.
I mean, well said.
It's like someone calling you on a cell phone now. You don't recognize. You go, I'm not talking.
I'm not going to take that call.
Or you know, I tell people, look, text me.
Right.
Then I'll decide whether I want to talk to you or not.
Right. Well, I tell them email me.
Right.
You know, send me an email and I'll lay it out there and I'll think about it. But at least that's not a cold call if they've met you. But I like what you said about face-to-face because one of the things that I've said for a long time is face-to-face, and this is something that the young kids, the younger generations need to realize this. Face-to-face is the original social media.
That's right. No question. Yeah. And I think that part of me, I'm a little bit of a dichotomy here because part of me says to salespeople, go get in front of somebody.
Right.
You know, I mean, I don't listen to excuses. The other part of me says, but I don't want you to get in front of people in a way that messes the brand up,
mm-hmm.
or messes up the marketplace. because you miscommunicate or create a perception that's not the reality.
Right.
And so it's really, you really got to nurture. It's we call it a community prospecting plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of having a community that you work with, looking at those, the demographics, the data that's available now, Jim, is right. So profound that you can really get right to the essence of someone's needs.
But in order to get that trust that you talked about and the relevance, you have to convert the big data into big customer, don't you?
Exactly.
Isn't that, that's a big deal, isn't it? I mean,
right.
this is what I think some companies may not get when they work with big data is that it only works if that humanoid, that
right.
protoplasm that's driving, you know, that's who's got a spirit driving him around.
Right.
If that humanoid isn't buying it,
right.
then all the big data, you know, you got to convert right. it, don't you?
Gotta, the first thing you got to do is identify who are your prospects. Okay. What are the attributes? Of your
profile.
What's your profile? Then the data feeds you that information so you can check them as a prospect or disqualified.
And then go treat them like a human.
You got it. You've got right. to become relevant, just like your book says. We've developed a whole selling system kind of around that part of the prospecting element mm-hmm. where we have the relevance firewall that you've talked about. It's mm-hmm. part of our selling system. And it really is. How does someone become relevant to me? I always look at it that way, okay? Because you're not relevant to me because you send me an email.
Right.
That says, hello, Jay, can you direct me to the person that does this? You know, it's like, no.
Just because you got my email address.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. And so someone who can come to me through a referral,
right?
You know, some way, I'm going to talk to them.
So, folks, that's an old-school, classic, grizzled sales manager talking to you there. Who's managing a 21st century age of the customer, highly successful sales organization. He's learned how to blend the fundamentals and the foundation of old school, the humanity part, with all the new stuff in new school. And my friends out here on Main Street, that's what you've got to do too. We're going to come right back. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Jay about this designation, Business Performance Advisor. They invented it. They created it. And we'll do that right after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.